Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day. This greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is movement already on the confirmation vote, the final vote, which may be taking place on April 4th. That at least is the tentative date, according to the Senate of the United States. April 4th would be a week from Monday, is that right? No, not quite. 2 weeks from Monday. But anything can happen in that time period. There has been a major announcement by one of the leading participants in this debate about the way that he is going to vote on the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. We will get to that. We will also get to the idea of what causes homelessness. Is there such a thing as homeless by choice? Does that even exist, or is that a myth that needs to be rebutted? We will also be talking about the very latest on what is going on with the NATO meeting in Europe. President Biden spoke to NATO today, so did President Zelensky. And there is an answer from President Zelensky to those people in the United States, some of the commentators who actually say that Ukraine is truly responsible for starting this war. Really? Ukraine started the war? We will get to that and to more on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. North Korea just tested another long-range missile. Is it capable of reaching America? We will see. And there is actually good news, and it's not good news that most Americans would expect. Americans are aware of the inflation problem, the ridiculous gas prices, which have risen so dramatically. People are convinced we're headed in the wrong direction. But guess what? Jobless claims are now officially at their lowest. Jobless claims, people claiming unemployment benefits, are at their lowest since 1969. That's not just the lowest since Biden became president. It's the lowest ever since 1969, which 53 years ago. No, really. Really. This is all fairly remarkable. The U.S. is also planning to welcome into our country up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion. That's what the Biden administration has announced today. By the way, they say up to 100,000. It'll be more. That's the way these things almost always go. There is a new Gallup poll also about the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. 58% of Americans say the Senate should confirm her. Only John Roberts had similar support among recent nominees. They didn't used to poll this the way they do now. Republicans opposed the nomination by 55% to 31%. But that still means that a third of Republicans want her to be confirmed as a nominee. The Joy Reid was complaining, of course, about the way that Judge Jackson was treated in the hearings. And again, I know the answer is, it's whataboutism, is, okay, yes, she was treated shabbily. I agree she was. But not nearly as shabbily as Clarence Thomas or Brett Kavanaugh, who were accused about highly personal charges that they strenuously denied. And by the way, I believe both of them. The idea of going into meticulous detail about this drunken afternoon party when he was in high school, that was the entire thing with Brett Kavanaugh. When they talked, he was credibly accused of sexual violence. It wasn't credible. Nobody else who was there at that party, and they had several other people, knew anything about it or experienced it. And in fact, they stoutly denied it, including friends of Blasey Ford, who was the one accuser against Justice Kavanaugh. And, of course, the Democrats prefer that we continue focusing on the details of how much he drank and what kind of student he was. But you'll notice no one asked about what the SAT scores were, or the law board, LSAT, LSAT scores were, for any of those prior nominees. And by the way, this came up with Alan Dershowitz. He pointed out that he had poor, relatively weak, LSAT scores, and then he ended up graduating first in his class at Yale Law before he went on to 50 years more than teaching at Harvard Law. I can tell you that I did great on the LSATs. I had a 796, which is 800 is the highest you can get. And then I did not graduate first in my class. I didn't graduate. I left law school. And so the idea that I'm actually enjoy test taking, and that's something that I'm good at. But, okay, that, does that make me eligible to be on the Supreme Court? No, I don't think so. It's not, never been a job to which I have aspired or applied for. Okay, Joy Reid talks about the way she believes on MSNBC that Judge Jackson was treated. This is clip 11.
And the outrage is real. And a lot of it was about the blatant disrespect. I tweeted that they were treating her like a black shopper that they were following through the store. Just the ultimate disrespect for her as a human being, as a judge, the fact that her family was there. All because, in Lindsey Graham's view, apparently this whole hearing was payback for Kavanaugh, who nobody told him to sexually violate his high school friend or this girl's in college and get accused of it credibly. That is not the fault of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Okay, and the way she characterizes it, those girls in college, they've been utterly discredited. And again, those were people at Yale. And the claims were that he behaved badly at a drunken fraternity party. Were there drunken fraternity parties that occurred during the time that Justice Kavanaugh was at Yale? I'm sure there were. Is it possible he drank too much on occasion? It's entirely possible. But the idea that he was credibly accused by being violated by someone in high school, the entire, if you remember, the entire episode claimed that there were two guys in the room, and the other guy who was in the room, along with both guys in the room, Kavanaugh and his friend, both denied that anything like that happened. The claim was that she was pushed on a bed and touched above her clothes. It was not a rape. It was not whether it would be considered sexual assault if it were true, that's open to question. But the idea that this explains why it was justified for people to be asking, like Senator Whitehouse, what kind of beer you drank and how much you drank and how often you drank, and then to, and this given when he was a teenager, and to be asked that kind of question, come on. More on double standards and politics and the political impact of this entire confirmation fight and an announcement of an important leader voting on Ketanji Brown Jackson. That and more coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, and this is not a surprise, has announced that he is voting no on the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. And one of the things that I think we've lost in this whole confirmation process, and the Democrats are primarily responsible. They really, really are. Because the idea that you would take somebody who is as eminently well qualified and uncontroversial as Neil Gorsuch, and I believe it was every Democrat except for two in the Senate voted against Neil Gorsuch. And on what basis? There was not a hint of scandal, nothing but the highest recommendations, the highest analysis by the Bar Association of extremely well-qualified, distinguished judicial record, distinguished academic record. I mean, Neil Gorsuch had done everything in his life in an exemplary manner, and to have virtually unanimous Democratic votes against him just because he harbored a view of the Constitution that was originalist, that he echoed some of the judicial modesty with which John Roberts has proceeded to lead the court. And then, of course, you had also a very close vote on Brett Kavanaugh and even on Amy Coney Barrett. And again, they will say, well, it's because they didn't think we should have rushed to confirm Amy Coney Barrett because there was an election coming up, and look what they did to Merrick Garland. And the same way that the Democrats tried to excuse their treatment of Gorsuch and of Kavanaugh and of Barrett based upon the alleged Republican mistreatment of Merrick Garland, who never got a vote, never got hearings, because that was when the Republicans still controlled the Senate, and the entire nomination came up in the midst of a campaign. They could delay it. There was no question. There was no illegality. It was a decision to delay the nomination. It was also precedented. It was precedented with a previous nomination of Abe Fortas to be Chief Justice, and Thornberry was the name of the one who was supposed to replace Abe Fortas. This was in the Johnson administration. And there was also a sense, well, you know what, Republicans may win the next election, let's wait till after the election. And Republicans did win the next election with Richard Nixon. And then as payback for that delay, the Democrats then torpedoed the first two people that Nixon appointed to the court. He had appointed Clement Haynsworth, who was voted down, and he had appointed Harold Carswell, who was voted down. And this inability to look beyond philosophical disagreement, which is not what the advice and consent provision is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be a review of whether the character of the individual and the experience of the individual qualifies him or her for judicial service. This from The Hill, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell said today, he will oppose Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. McConnell's decision isn't surprising. He voted against her last year for her appeals court spot and has signaled concerns through the week. But it underscores hardening GOP opposition to Jackson's nomination and comes after McConnell held off in announcing he would vote until after the hearing. After studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, McConnell said on the Senate floor. This is unbelievable, and it's really quite sad. U.S. Senate previously confirmed Jackson on June 14, 2021, on a vote of 53-44. And that meant that, of course, McConnell had voted against her on that occasion, too. There were only three Republicans who had voted for her: Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins of Maine. Now, if she doesn't get the vote of at least one of those Republican members from last time, Collins, Murkowski, or Graham, She will not be confirmed. Of course, this time there's a real possibility with members of the Senate, like Ben Sasse, who was very respectful in his questioning of Judge Jackson, and also there's obviously a real possibility of people like Mitt Romney reconsidering. There were three who didn't vote last time she came up for confirmation. Sasse didn't vote that time. Marco Rubio didn't vote that time. And Roy Blunt, who is leaving the Senate, didn't vote that time. Look, it is hard for me to see, having watched, I didn't watch every minute of the hearings, but I watched a great deal of them, on what basis you would vote no. And part of this is just simple, practical politics. What do you gain by voting no? I say, seriously, what is to be gained? Because then Biden will have another appointment, and he will almost certainly appoint another black woman, probably Michelle Childs, who Lindsey Graham has already suggested he would vote to confirm. And then you'd run her through. Is there a reason that Michelle Childs is so much better or worth a fight than Ketanji Brown Jackson? When you read about her life and you listen to her talk about it, it's impossible not to admire her. What is wrong with this woman? And the answer is nothing. If you look at somebody who has impressed everybody she's ever come into contact with as smart and sensitive and decent and certainly a great family, she was endorsed by police associations. Major police associations endorsed her for this position. Yesterday it was announced at the hearings that the Fraternal Order of Police, the largest police union in the country, and the International Association of Chiefs of Police had both endorsed her. She was unanimously rated, unanimous by the American Bar Association, highly qualified, which is their top rating. And the attempt to try to portray her as somebody who was an apologist for child abuse is outrageous. But so were some of the statements about those hearings. We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show. Also, the idea that people are sometimes homeless by choice. Is that true? We'll get to that as well coming up.
Michael Medved. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Brussels, President Joe Biden added more humanitarian aid for Ukrainians.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
The Arizona House voted today to prohibit gender reassignment surgery for minors and was scheduled to vote on a bill banning transgender athletes from playing sports on girls' teams. Arizona appears poised to join a growing list of Republican-controlled states looking to restrict transgender rights as they gain more visibility in culture and society. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Biden in Europe is having a busy day speaking to the European Union and to NATO. And meeting with foreign leaders, solidifying the U.S. alliance. Biden was asked about Russia being represented at the next big international meeting, which is taking place in October with the G20. And Biden not so thrilled about that invitation to the Russian war criminal. Here's what he had to say. Clip 22.
Do you think that Russia needs to be removed from the G20?
My answer is yes. It depends on the G20. That was raised today. And I raised the possibility if that can't be done, if Indonesia and others do not agree, then we should, in my view, ask to have both Ukraine be able to attend the meetings, as well as basically Ukraine being able to attend the G20 meeting and observe.
Okay. Fumbling answer, of course, but it's a substantive answer and a good answer. And he's right, of course, that if they insist that Russia should be there, that at least is a way of getting the Russian dictator and the president of Ukraine in the same room. And on what basis would they say, well, Ukraine's not a big economy. It's, in fact, one of the poorest nations in Europe in terms of gross domestic product. And it's been devastated. There's this narration by CBS News. Serhiy, as he sifted through the wreckage of the home he spent 12 years building for his family, said that Russian airstrikes destroyed it earlier this month, killing 4 people in his neighborhood. One of those killed was Serhiy's daughter, Katya, who left behind a 1-year-old daughter. I wish I died in her place. Sergei told CBS News. The pain doesn't go away. He was asked who he blamed. Of course, I blame Putin, Sergei said. If I had him in my hands, I would butcher him like a goat. Can someone understand that emotion? I think it would be easy. 10 million people have now left their homes in Ukraine in response to the Russian invasion. The United States Nations High Commissioner on Refugees says this, as well as 3.6 million who have left for neighboring countries, that's mostly Poland, there are another 6.5 million who have been displaced inside the war-torn country. In other words, they've gone directly from where their homes used to be in places like Mariupol, where in Mariupol, a population of 400,000 with less than 100,000 left. It's devastating. They estimate 90% of the buildings destroyed utterly or damaged. Many of them destroyed utterly. And you see, what's so astonishing about this whole situation is when you look at some of the imagery of what Hiroshima looked like after the bomb, what Dresden looked like after the firebombing, what London looked like after the Blitz. This is worse than London after the Blitz, because it's more like what Dresden looked like afterward, where you can look around for blocks on end, everything is knocked down. And you think about the human effort in a country just emerging from communist tyranny, the human effort to make those buildings, to build them in the first place, to make them livable, to make Kyiv a vibrant city and a center of life. Lviv has been relatively undamaged, and it's still a beautiful city. But that's far to the west. That's where a lot of these refugees have gone. It's extraordinary. The President Biden today was asked about President Trump and the possibility that he would be president again, and would he undo his foreign policy, the Biden policy, and again talk about leaving NATO, which he had talked about during his first term. That would be a great concern to a lot of our NATO partners right now. When President Biden was asked about that, he immediately thought in practical political terms and had this to say. This is clip 19.
The first G7 meeting I attended, like the one I did today, was in Great Britain. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And one of my counterparts, colleagues, head of state, said, for how long? For how long? And so I don't blame, I don't criticize anybody for asking that question. But the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me.
I don't know if President Trump has responded yet or not, but the idea of a rerun, I don't think it would be a good thing for the United States. Does anybody really believe that would be a great thing for the United States to have a rerun of Trump versus Biden, because that was such an uplifting race the last time, right? I think it's I understand that Nancy Pelosi is very, very pro-Biden. After all, her own future as Speaker of the House depends upon Biden maintaining some kind of positive momentum in terms of popularity. If he remains as unpopular as he is right now, the Republicans are certainly going to take over the House and probably take over the Senate. But Nancy Pelosi went a little bit over the top, you think, maybe, when she was asked to evaluate President Biden's performance. This is clip 7.
Joe Biden is a great president. He is a gift. As I've said to him, don't say I told you this, but what I've said to him sometimes, I'm glad you didn't win before, because we really needed you to win now. For president. now. I mean, he would have been perfect then, but perfect. We need him now because he, as I said before, showed progress, gives hope, shows empathy for the needs that people have. But in everything that he does, he is so inclusive by making sure that everything is about justice.
He's perfect. Could Joe Biden really be our first perfect president? If you think so, you can call 1-800-955-1776. Look, all I can say is that every single day there's more with Kamala Harris, and it makes you really, really want to pray for President Biden's continued good health. We should wish people good health and well-being anyway, but especially with Kamala Harris waiting in the wings. Actually, that's a dispiriting reflection. There's more. AOC linking abduction of indigenous people, of indigenous women, to fossil fuel extraction, blaming this on the oil power. Will the Green New Deal take care of that problem? And then homeless insanity in Seattle with the idea that actually there are places for homeless people to go. But what do you do if they choose not to? Or is that their right to live on the street or in a park and to destroy the environment and whole neighborhoods and whole businesses for the sake of their preference to sleep out in the open? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show. What a great opportunity with the world markets up and down and back and forth to take a look at why one of the happiest nations on earth, the 10 happiest nations on earth, is Israel. Part of what the reason for that is because of the tremendous business opportunities and growth and prosperity. And when I talk about business opportunities, should read about some of what Israeli high tech is doing today. You can do that by getting free, absolutely no cost, no obligation, no hassles of any kind, just free information that is available at michaelmedved.com under Our Crowd. That's my brother's company that provides crowdfunding that can even appeal to and reward people who are less than gigantic investors, people with a little bit of money to invest. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Our Crowd. And you'll get some information about some of the most exciting high-tech startups in Israel, in the United States, and lots of them in the United States and in the European Union. In other words, the free world. Go free world. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Okay, one of the things about our free world, does our free world mean the ability to set up a home or a tent or a sleeping bags wherever you want? This is a report on the homeless situation, the question of homeless by choice in Seattle from Fox Q13 in this city. Listen.
Less than half of people removed from homeless camps accepted the offer for shelter last year.
In 2021, the city's Hope Team referred 1,072 people to shelters, but only 512 enrolled and spent at least one night.
We can't force someone to accept the offer, but we're doing everything in our power to build relationships up until that point so that we have a better chance of getting them to say yes.
And that's frustrating news to Seattle City Council members.
That's what we're trying to measure, is how that number starts to decrease. And if we're not paying attention to it, if we are, you know, tacitly ignoring it, we're not going to be able to solve that problem.
Okay. The problem, we're trying to get people who are homeless to say yes to a bed in a shelter. I mean, shouldn't there be some consequences for saying no? Or do you get to decide how the laws would entitle you to occupy a city park or a public school. I mean, do you remember how long it took before they made any efforts at all to clear out that encampment near Broadmoor-Thompson Primary School? It's a K-12 school. A K-8 school. Fox Q13 interviewed a number of homeless residents, many of whom like the idea of staying permanently on the street. Listen.
Been here for 3 months.
We went to a camp in the heart of Seattle to see if anyone would accept offers of shelter or offers of for any help.
What will it take for you to get off the street?
That's a tough question.
Are you afraid you're going to have to leave here?
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
Because this camp is blocking a sidewalk, considered an obstacle, and lately those camps that are obstacles are being removed without warning.
Do you think the city can get the homeless population down to zero in 12 months?
Yeah, they provide us housing, yeah.
The director of the Regional Homelessness Authority has said with a coordinated effort, the downtown Seattle street homeless population can reach zero in 12 months.
Do you think that they can reduce, get rid of everybody downtown and give them housing within a year?
No, no.
Oh, no, definitely not, because there are people who want to be out here.
The city continues to try and get people into shelters, while the Regional Homelessness Authority is ramping up to do the same thing with a peer navigator approach, claiming its approach is better at convincing people to accept shelter than the street.
So I'm here, Mayor, if you want to come give me a house.
An unbelievable story. And very important to keep in perspective. We'll be talking about that with two professors who wrote a book saying that solving homelessness is easy if we just build a whole lot more housing. Really? What about the people like those you just heard? And Cherokee County, Georgia, there's a school district where the chairwoman of the school board said that a parent was out of order for describing sexually obscene material that the district gives to its students. Listen, this is the mom reading from what she objects to. It's clip A. Are we there? I think it's not. Okay, do we have clip B? Oh. It wasn't playing that clearly for me. Let's do B quickly. I hope that's going out over the air because all I'm hearing right now in my my headphones is gurgling, and it's not intelligible gurgling. But if there's a school district, and when you're talking about non-intelligible or intelligent, when there's a school district in Georgia that says a parent is out of order for discussing and citing some of the explicit excerpts from a book that the kids are supposed to be reading, that is embarrassing. Yes. My wife just came in and said on the air that Will also did just sound like gurgling, for which we apologize. No reason to apologize for one of the better movies of the year, and even though it's not favored to win, it's still an Oscar contender for Best Picture. Listen, and it's certainly worth seeing.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two prodigiously talented newcomers, Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler, co-star as Tony and Maria in the glorious new Steven Spielberg version of West Side Story. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I want to be happy here. I've never seen you before. I'm a Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
This musical retelling of Romeo and Juliet is set back in 1957 when the original musical first hit Broadway. And in this new version, the music, dancing, and singing are more spectacular than ever before, while adjustments in the script by Tony Kushner make the characters deeper and more relatable than the Oscar-winning 1961 film. Though the running time is nearly 3 hours, the action and emotion makes it feel about half that length. Rated PG-13, despite some serious and graphic violence, 4 stars for West Side Story, an undeniable triumph for director Steven Spielberg. And right now, West Side Story is not favored to win the Oscar Best Picture Award coming up this Sunday night. But the movies that are, Power of the Dog is the favorite. Not my favorite by any means. I wasn't a fan of that movie. But there's another very good little movie, Coda, which could pull off one of the most notable Oscar upsets. It's done particularly well with the Producers Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, and other awards. So, should be interesting. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. We'll also talk about the authors of a new book who said that solving homelessness is easy. All you need to do is build new houses and give them to people. And then, problem solved. There was a Seattle Times story, however, about a homelessness encampment, an encampment being cleared, and no individual went to the shelter beds that were offered. The reason, says the Seattle Times, are complicated. There's a new poll saying that most Americans are not going to church now. It used to be a majority did. And the reasons why are big problems. Big problems in Ukraine, NATO, and the upcoming renewal of the Iran deal. So says Ambassador John Bolton, who will be joining us tomorrow. And Joel Kotkin, political and social analyst, says we're looking at a prospective bloodbath. No, not in Ukraine, among American Democrats at the polls. What's wrong with the Democrats? We'll talk about that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about Vine for Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.